going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's excited about the Atlanta Falcons? These guys. We are Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flowery Branch where it's all going down today, and we're going to get a chance to talk to both of our first-round picks from last night. But first, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening on this Friday. Mike Bell, I don't know if I've felt this good in a very long time when it comes to just the excitement level, the enthusiasm I have for potentially what this can be. I don't know what it's going to be. But I am excited that we now have some young guns that we believe in, that a lot of us watched, certainly Jalen at Georgia, probably more so than James at Tennessee. But either way, man, both of these guys highly touted. We're going to dive into it all day. But how excited are you, man?
You know, it's funny because we do these mock drafts, and sometimes we like to say you're too close to it. So you don't get the guy that you thought was the guy. And to me, Carl, I ruminated. I thought about it. And I got to be honest, man, in Jalen Carter, you know the intangibles. You're getting leadership, you're getting a coach's son, and you're getting a stud. You're getting a guy that gets the job done, and just, I mean, everything you know about Georgia and the work ethic and everything that Kirby instills, NFL ready. And then in James Pierce Jr., you get a two-time All-SEC pass rusher, you know, who's rangy, and he's got the speed, and he's got that, you know, they talk about that twitchy thing. So, you know, once I wrap my head around it, and, you know, we talked to some folks liked it, some folks thought we reached, some folks thought it was great, I'm excited. I'm all in, and later on I'll tell you that all those things you were making fun of me, Carl, not being a hype man, I'm feeling like being a hype man for the
Falcons. Well, listen.
I'm thinking I'm going to be very excited.
I wouldn't expect anything less at this point. Let's go back to last night, because here is the moment that I think we all started kind of freaking out. And it worked out perfectly, guys. Listen, the football gods have blessed us today, okay? This fell into our lap, and it couldn't have been any more perfect. When we get to pick 14 and you start saying, okay, wait a minute, Tyler Warren, Colts, and you start looking at all the guys that are available and you realize that Mike's texting me, Jalen, capital letters, as in he's there. Are you serious right now? And right. Mike and I will tell you, and if you listen to us every day, we said there were guys we talked about. There were guys I think that may have rated better than some other guys. But at the end of the day, I said this is a top 5 overall draft pick you're getting. Some people say top 3. You can't pass that up, regardless of my concerns, Mike. And we're going to talk to Jalen about the reach and the hands and the size. You couldn't pass up the versatility. And I said, if he's there, you got to take him. So Mike and I are tripping out last night at pick 14. And then Terry Fontenot's playing with our emotions because this damn pick took so long. How long did the pick take?
Well, you know they were going to take James Pierce, Jr. at 15. That's basically where
That's
it was
they
at.
Said.
They wanted him.
Yep.
And so it was like, ooh, if we pass on this, are we going to still be able to get our guy? And then it worked out again. But, yeah, you're right. I think, look, you knew there was folks who were really high on Jalen, and maybe, just maybe, you were going to get a trade that was going to make a lot of sense. We'll never know what they turned down. But at the same time, I'm with you. I'm like, why are we down? There's a minute and a half left. This is like the no-brainer of no-brainers. But, yes, they get Jalen Walker. I mean, you got a guy who just plugs in and is everything you could have wanted. That was a steal. I was losing my mind. I was on social media. I'm tweeting out. I'm going, we got to do this. We can do this. And so he's there. And then you get Pierce. And as I said, on second glance, and you, I watched the tape. I put his highlight package up on Twitter. This dude, man, again, some things like everybody else, Carl, is a rookie, getting coached up with. And hopefully Ulbrich, who apparently literally didn't sleep at all last night, according to Fontenot, can't wait to work with this guy.
Yeah, and look, I still think when you ask me right now, where do they play Jalen? I don't know. I think they play him all over, but I know exactly where they're going to play James Pierce. And that's what we were talking about, Mike, leading up to the draft, is Pierce is a guy you just say, hey, do what you've been doing, and we're just going to help you with technique and get you better and coach you up. Jalen's a different kind of animal, but, man, he brings so much to the table. But, Falcon fans, here's the deal. We got what we wanted. We got what we wanted. We got what we've been crying about for the last 7 years, and why don't we draft an edge guy? And you got two SEC dudes.
Right, all SEC. I mean, these guys are the best of the best of the best.
Sir, I think for the first time in a long time, if you're not excited about what this defense potentially can be, and again, Rook, Trice, we signed, I'm trying to think, Mike, who did we bring in?
You got
Floyd, Leonard Floyd.
You got Leonard Floyd on one side, Diablo at linebacker to help the edge.
And Ebiketie. Yes. I mean, right. Like all of a sudden now the edge room looks completely different, and how you want to attempt to rush the passer looks different for us. Guys, we've been so limited partly due to our personnel. And Mike, now this is why Jeff didn't sleep last night. Brick didn't sleep because he's like, are you serious right now? We're not done. And he's looking at the personnel and the matchups and how he's going to rotate guys in and out. He's got options.
Now you look at Rook, and Rook's got to step up. Are they going to keep on Yamada? Are they going to make a play for Jalen Ramsey? That could still be in the offing. Joe Patrick was talking about that earlier today on Andy Randy.
Well, listen, there's a lot of corners still left on the board.
Big time.
If you want to go there.
I just did a mock with there's a couple of guys that can, you know, certainly start at nickel as Hughes plays the other corner opposite A.J. Terrell and eventually become that guy opposite A.J. But, you know, Zach Harrison in the rotation, we talked about that. That was something that A brought up, who's producing the show. You got a bunch of dudes, maybe another body. Maybe we go DT in the third or the fourth or corner, either way. But I think we got to get another defensive tackle.
I do, too. But you know what that means? Pick one, two, and three. Defense.
Had to.
And we've been saying, you got to do this. You got to address it. Let's not deny what we're lacking. By the way, James Pierce is going to stop by the show 4 o'clock hour around 4:40. Mm. We're going to talk to Jalen at around 4:55-ish, 5 o'clock or so. Make sure you stay here, man. We've got you covered all day long. And by the way, when it comes to the draft, as we said, night two tonight starts right after our show is done. And John Freaky, Joe Patrick will have you covered. But our coverage of the NFL draft continues all through the weekend. So we've got pick-by-pick coverage of the second round, third round tonight, or tomorrow, should I say, followed by late-night wrap-up shows that will take your calls and reaction. It's all brought to you by our local Honda dealers and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free. NFL draft continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the other thing that's interesting, Mike. And look, it didn't matter to me, but it mattered apparently to every other team. Mike Green sits there as the best edge rusher available going into day two.
Right.
And the issues we said, red flags, because I don't care. Listen, as a fan, some are more major than others. There are levels to red flags, right? For example, guy falling asleep in a meeting, it's a red flag. Guy having a sexual assault case, that's a different kind of red flag.
Right.
So when we talk about the levels of what was going on with Mike Green, he sits there today, and somebody, by the way, is going to take Mike Green. He's going to get picked. His level of pass rush is too high. Somebody will look past some of this stuff. But last night, it was about value. And if I took a guy that high and it doesn't necessarily work out and we knew about some of this stuff, what's that going to look like? We could potentially lose our job. So you not only saw the Falcons move on from that, Mike, but a bunch of teams. I mean, everybody else that were interested in him decided, at least in the first round, we're not going to go there.
No, man. I like the guy's tape. I think we all talked about, you know, as you just laid out, I wasn't there. I don't know if somebody went to UVA and has an inner knowledge, working knowledge of what happened that caused them to part ways. We talked about Micah Parsons was also kind of roped into some red flags about some things that happened off the field in his career. But that's somebody else's problem. We've got a guy who you could argue in James Pierce Jr. is a faster, taller version of Mike Green. Bigger. You know, he's maybe put some weight on in the middle, maybe in the dumper, because you don't want to get thrown around by some of the big tackles you're going to deal with. But yeah, he's basically a faster, taller version of the things you liked with Mike Green. So that's one thing. The Shedeur Sanders, and we'll have all day to talk about it. It was real. And now, again, I was really surprised the Steelers didn't pull the trigger. At 21, maybe they're still going to make it work with Aaron Rodgers. The Giants with Jackson Dart, that thing, and we'll dive into it with Brian McFadden a little bit later, but I was a little still surprised. I thought the Giants could have their cake and eat it too, and they scouted Shedeur Sanders but passed.
Yeah, and the Giants still have a bunch of picks in this draft. They could really make out if they continue to handle their business here in this particular draft. The Shedeur thing is, you're right. I mean, listen, we'll dive in, but here's what I do like about the Steelers. Look, however they evaluated the situation, they did exactly what they needed to do. They've got an aging defensive line.
Right.
And they said, we got to get better there. We got to replace it. And they did. This Derek Harmon kid they drafted is really good. But, Mike, I think they turn right back around and probably go get quarterback here in the second or third round.
That was the guy Charles Davis was talking to us about, Harmon. And the other thing is, how about, you know, you and I talked about people being concerned about Micah Williams' ankle. No, he goes before Jalen Walker. And, look, you know, we talked about who are the brain trusts in the NFL you trust. I trust John Lynch and Shanahan. I certainly trust what the Rams have with Snead, you know, and certainly with McVay. But, man, they get Michael Williams for that D-line to pump some youth into it.
They needed it. They lost a lot of guys via free agency, salary stuff with the, you know, salary hits and stuff. That's a great pick for San Francisco, there's no doubt. And then, of course, you know, late in the draft, you just see, you know, right. The Eagles go ahead and, oh, yeah, we're going to take Jahi Campbell. I know he's been falling. I told you he was slipping yesterday.
Right.
And then, you know, but the Eagles end up with another potential great player. But there's no pressure.
No,
because
work your way in.
They're so good, right. They can take a chance on him like that. Either way, Malachi Starks also gets drafted by the Ravens. Great stuff. They always seem to get their guy. But, man, we are super excited, and we want to know what you guys think. B-Mac is going to join us coming up in less than 5 minutes from now, and then we're going to open up the phones and take your phone calls. I just want to know your level of excitement. There are so many days we talk to each other, and it is completely negative.
Yes.
It is completely opposite of what you should be feeling today, because this is what the draft is about. The draft is about giving us a reason to hope that our team is taking the next step towards what we really want, and that's a Super Bowl. I'm not telling you we're going to do that next year,
right.
But, man, I feel good about, hey, you know what? We've addressed needs, and more importantly, you've got some guys. Mike, you know my phrase. Can he play? Both of these guys.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Can play, and they can affect the game, man. I love these picks.
I was telling Carl last night, I was talking to Bucky, this guy I was trying to get on the phone earlier in the week. He was a walk-on at Tennessee back in the day, played for Philip Fulmer. And I said, what do you know about James Pierce Jr.? First of all, he goes, I'm sorry, Mike, I didn't have your number. That 404, I thought somebody was a salesman. Like, thanks, Bucky. I really need some intel. He said the stuff about Pierce is nonsense. Said that there was some high school teammate who had an axe to grind, talked about him being like crazy, and some idiot ran with it, and that was part of the character thing. He's an intense guy, and you and I joked around all the time. Remember, we had this conversation last year. If you had a scouting report on me, anger issues, multiple arrests.
Yes.
Tremendous upside, yes. High risk, high reward. That would be Mike Bell's scouting report. So, I mean, look, I'm never going to get too one-sided on this, but as you said, there's some things. He had an expired tag on a car. I mean, everybody, Andy just talked about that on the show. He had that just happen to him. So, man, I'm excited, and I don't care. And now that I've had Carl a full, you know, night to sleep on it and a day to think about it, I'm loving where we are. I'm with you.
Yeah, and look, whatever issues any of these guys have, once they get to their prospective teams, it's those teams' jobs. It's the Falcons' job. It's Ra's job. It's coaching staff's job to make sure that he's moved on from whatever issues they've had.